Report: Syrian fruit shop owner wrestled gun from Sydney's Bondi Beach shooter. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 14, 2025. A fruit shop owner from Syria has been labeled a hero after video footage surfaced of him wrestling an alleged gunman behind a terror attack at Sydney's Bondi Beach on Sunday evening. Ahmed Al-Ahmed was seen on video footage crouching behind a vehicle before running towards the alleged shooter and wrestling the gun away from him. After falling backwards on the ground, the shooter is then seen backing off as Ahmed holds up the gun and points it at the gunman. Ahmed is then seen leaning the gun up against the trunk of a tree. According to BBC News, the shooting, which left 15 people dead, took place as more than 1,000 people attended an event to celebrate Hanukkah. Mr. Ahmed, a fruit shop owner and father of two, remains in hospital, where he has undergone surgery for bullet wounds to his arm and hand, his family told 7 News Australia. 15 people died and dozens were injured following the shooting on Sunday night, which took place as more than 1,000 people attended an event to celebrate Hanukkah. The attack has since been declared by police as a terrorist incident targeting the Jewish community. Law enforcement officials have revealed that the two shooters involved were a father and son, and that the father, 50, died at the scene, according to the outlet. As a result of Ahmed's heroic efforts, he was reportedly shot twice while confronting the attacker, according to Middle East Eye. Ahmed's cousin, Mustafa, told 7 News that Ahmed was in hospital, and added that they hope he will be fine, according to the outlet. Several people, such as Chris Minns, the Premier of New South Wales, described Ahmed as a genuine hero. "I've got no doubt that there are many, many people alive tonight as a result of his bravery," Minns added. Ahmed's cousin also described him as a hero and revealed that he had received a call from Ahmed's doctor, the Sydney Morning Herald reported. "I just got a call from the doctor right now, and I'm going to see him," Mustafa said. "I can't give you any updates until I see him."